You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It is indeed time to welcome in Steve Kerr, presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips is going to be great. Hey, Coach, what's going on? How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're good. Hey, can you remember back when you were a kid, and when did sports and the outcome of the games start really getting to you, almost on an emotional level?
Very early on. My dad would take my brother and me to UCLA games, and he was a professor there, and so we'd go to the Coliseum way back when UCLA played at the Coliseum, and then Pauley Pavilion, which was kind of where I fell in love with basketball. And I remember at an early age crying because UCLA had lost some big games. So it was right away for me.
And they didn't lose very many games back then, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, because we're kind of looking at the 49ers situation right now and how we kind of grew up at a time where, like, the Niners won every other year. And now anybody who hasn't turned 40, like this playoff run, probably feels a little bit more stressful. There's this whole generation of Niner fans who've never seen them win a Super Bowl before.
Well, similar to the Warriors, right? I mean, the Warriors won in 75, and then the next one was 2015. Yep. So 40 years. I mean, it's that's why you just have to feel so lucky when you get to be a fan of a team that has a great run. It's just so hard to sustain success at any level in any sport. And so you hit a sweet spot like we have, this last decade, like the Niners did in the 80s and 90s. I mean, it's a pretty amazing thing to be able to cheer for a team like that year after year. But I'm all in on the Niners. I'm so excited about what's happening with them and just the season they've had. It's incredible with all the injuries to be where they are. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. Hopefully it can continue. And I talked about, being 12, and that's when sports really starts. And as a Warrior fan, there were no tears of joy. There were just tears in 1980 when we drafted Joe Barry Carroll instead of Kevin McHale, Steve.
lots of tears, I'm sure. I was lucky. I growing up in L.A., as a fan of UCLA and the Dodgers and the Lakers, and and the Rams until they left. Once they left, I was I was out, and I didn't go back. You know, it's funny. It's like team leaves, and it just feels like they're abandoning you. And even when they came back, it was like, nope, too late. So
what did you do with your football fan? I mean, you switched to the Niners right away, or did you have a little flirtation with the Raiders?
No, never really cared about the Raiders. I sort of, you know, I just didn't have a team in the NFL for the longest time. And you know, moving up here, it's easy to just get attached to, you know, to the Niners and the energy in the city. And then, you know, having gotten to know John Lynch pretty well and Kyle, it's, you know, I pull for them because I know them, but it's also just awesome when, you know, when the local team is doing well, you feel it in the whole city. It's really exciting.
Steve Kerr with us as he is every week here on Withered and Tibbs 95.7 The Game. And we hope that all of you are, he's on YouTube with us as well, not just on the radio. And Steve, you're wearing a hat tonight, which I can only imagine is because you're exhausted by that 8 p.m. start last night. Like just too late into the evening, right?
Well, I went to the range today. That's why I'm wearing the hat.
Nice. How'd it go?
Yeah, but I striped it. I striped it. My game just doesn't translate from the range to the first tee. But no, those late games are brutal. Brutal. It's amazing just moving it back an hour. What it does, you know, you just. It just feels like you're waiting around all day, and then by the time the game's done, you wind down, you get to bed, it's late, and so, yeah, nobody likes the 8 p.m. starts.
Probably made better by the fact that you guys came out and played well, same starting lineup, which seems to be clicking in, and this DeAnthony Melton kid, it looks like he might be getting healthy, Steve.
He's really good, isn't he? Just seems to move differently than the other guys on the floor. He's just so athletic, so quick laterally. Some of the drives he's making to the rim and, you know, switching hands, scoring with his left hand over big guys, big shot blockers at the rim. It's really fun to see. He's giving us a dynamic that we've otherwise missed this year.
Steve, I'd love to hear you expand a little bit on a comment that I think a lot of people heard you talk about earlier this week in sticking with the starting lineup that you've had for a little while. And I think, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, but you said something along the lines of, it allows the game to unfold the way that we want it to. I'd love to hear more in terms of what you mean by that. How is it unfolding in your favor after that?
Well, you get to get Draymond, you know, the first 6 minutes of the game, not having to guard a behemoth center on the other team. So that's helpful. And Quentin Post is playing well. His defense has improved dramatically. He's good outside shooter. So we like that. And we like having Moses on the other team's best, you know, perimeter player. So it gives Moses and QP you know, good solid role, starts Draymond off the way we want him, playing the four, and then allows us to get into our rotation. And, you know, it's a little tricky. Al can only play 20 minutes, really. Melton is at 24 coming off the injury. So those guys, it makes perfect sense given those minutes to bring them off the bench. And then I think we've got guys who have always been really good off the bench in Guy and Gary Payton. And so you start the way you do, you bring guys off the bench who impact the game right away or who are on minutes restrictions. And it just seems to work pretty well.
I think we all get the Al Horford thing. Do you envision later in the year that Melton will be able to go more than those 24 minutes?
Yeah, for sure. Assuming he can, you know, get up to 30 minutes, I could definitely see him playing, you know, a full 30 minutes during any game. I mean, that's how impactful he is. He's a two-way player. He's another ball handler, playmaker to put next to Steph. He guards multiple positions. So, Melt is, he's going to make a huge impact for us for sure.
And you mentioned Gee, and it feels like it hasn't been a meteoric emergence into the heavy rotational minutes, but it seems like every time you play him, he just gets better and better. What are you seeing from Gee that's given him confidence and you guys confidence to play him more?
Well, I'm seeing the same thing I saw last year at the end of the year when after we got Jimmy and we played Gee about 15 minutes a game. And at the end of the season, he was our highest plus minus guy. He plays so hard and he goes after every offensive rebound. He's in the passing lanes. He's just got a knack for being around the ball, good passer, good shooter. So really a perfect role player and a high energy guy. And it's kind of, you know, when you put him out there for 15 minutes, you know exactly what you're going to get. And he changes the game with his energy, similar to Gary Payton. And so we're in a decent place right now where we're playing a lot of people, but you know, a lot of guys are playing well and embracing their roles, and we're finding some consistency.
Steve, I think it's such a natural time. I'm sure you heard all the questions last night being at the halfway mark of your schedule for people to kind of do a State of the Union thing with you. And I know that you've said you feel like you're in a pretty good spot, and Draymond said you're in a pretty good spot. And then everyone got to Jimmy, and he's like, we're mediocre. what's your reaction to that word from Jimmy?
I just laugh. I mean, Jimmy's he's an interesting guy. He's brilliant. He is, you know, a little, he reminds me of Andre Iguodala. You know, he doesn't suffer fools. He's, he understands the league. He understands, you know, he's been around for a long time. And, so he knows, like, we're doing fine, but we can do better. And I didn't mind him saying we're mediocre, because 22-19 is not where we expected to be and hope to be. But you know, I just feel like we're pretty close, and we just have to keep going. You guys know this. We've lost four or five games. We probably should have won. But you got to win those games. And so second half of the season, we got to be much better, you know, closing games out.
I thought it was funny last night where the game was clearly in hand and Jimmy Butler didn't really want to play anymore. So he just committed a foul and looked over you like, come on, Steve, you know what I want.
Sub me out.
Yeah, sub me out. Yeah. And he goes beeline to the bench. Out. And that was about it. Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. Kind of nice to have a bit of a laugher as you get set for, you know, the New York Knicks. And just in general, what have you made of this homestand? Feels like you've won the ones for the most part you needed to, and you know, you haven't been able to pull off the upset.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing well. I mean, the Atlanta came in and just played a great game, but I like the process, and that's what we always focus on as a staff. Is the process good? We've been able to settle into rotations. We haven't had any back-to-backs, which means that both Melton and Al Horford are able to play, have been able to play every game. You know, it allows you to settle in, not have to get on a plane, come in, watch tape. Everything just feels very comfortable, and we've earned this. You know, the first part of the season was murderous, and it's just it's great to settle in and kind of find ourselves a little bit and settle into a good groove.
The idea of a laugher last night and a comfortable one. And Steve, I'm going to annoy you here with this question. I'm willing to do it though, because it's so noticeable that when the bench gets emptied, there's still one guy that doesn't come off the bench. So even in what they call garbage time, why does Jonathan not go in at that point?
I'm just going to say it's a difficult situation. I think you guys know it. Everybody knows it. You know, I'm just going to leave it at that. It's a difficult situation.
And it's probably one that won't get rectified to the extent that he will play more or he'll be a part of garbage time. It's kind of, I guess, for you, a little bit of a wait and see pattern.
It's just wait and see. We have to control what we can control. Try to keep moving the ship forward. And as I said, this is not an easy situation. It's not an easy one to talk about, frankly. You know, I try to protect everybody organizationally, and Nobody's winning right now with this situation, and it's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I think that's all very well received. Last thing on it, Steve, promise, but like, is there conversation still going on a daily basis? Does he want to go back into the game?
As I said,
I think his connection just went out.
Steve, did we lose you?
Which was probably a higher power, I think. That was the world being like, all right, guys.
We gave you one. Yeah. We gave you two.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Let's, yeah.
Steve, four would have been unnecessary.
Steve just pulled the plug on himself.
Steve, did we lose you?
I'm sorry.
We did. We actually did. All right. So
it is an uncomfortable situation.
No doubt. And I mean, yeah. And so I just they want as much clarity as you can get on that, because the Warriors have not had a lot of opportunities like that, and then everybody goes in and still not. So we thought we'd ask, but yeah, onward.
No, he's coming back. I've just been told.
Yeah. Are we back on video too, or no? We're not back. Nope. Hang on.
It's okay. Yeah. Stand by.
No, he's in his, he's gone into his back smash room. And he is exploding things in frustration because of our line of questioning.
While we await for the return of Steve Kerr, you and I live tomorrow from Thrive City.
From the game.
We'll be out there right near Senior Cicigs. So if you're going to the game, coming out and see your boys, Willie and Dibby. Nick Friedell expected to make an in-person appearance.
Absolutely.
Bring a jacket, bring a scarf, wear two pair of socks, and come on out and see us.
Yeah.
We'll be out there, a couple of shivering afternoons.
And then bring a good attitude as well. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Also, by the way, an opportunity. I know the Warriors are to a degree involved in this, and so it's an opportunity to let everybody know about the new Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame class. The induction class has just been announced. It's Jack Clark, Brandon Crawford,
yep,
Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and Jesse Sapolu. And so that was just announced. It's going to be on, it's not till May, the actual ceremony, Thursday, May 14th, and everybody can purchase tickets to that if they'd like to be there in person at, I'll spell it out, BASHOF.org, stands for Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. So BASHOF.org if you would like tickets to that induction ceremony on May 14th.
And I think you would and you should. And just one note about Jack Clark, who you named off the top, that's the Cal rugby coach. And if Steve Kerr wants to catch Jack Clark in titles, as far as Jack winning the Natty, Steve winning Larry O'Brien's, Steve would have to coach until he was 85. Steve's got 4 with the Warriors. Jack Clark has 27.
Okay.
27 Natties at Cal, winning percentage of 880. So good on you, Jack. Good guy. Great mustache.
Wait, how many total?
27.
27. So Steve just needs 23 more?
Right.
Okay, Steve, you've called it a fading dynasty. 23 more titles. You got it in you?
Yeah, I didn't say how long it would take us to fade.
That's a good point.
We were, you know, yeah. So 23 more, you got it.
23 in a row, I think that puts you at about 84 or 85. I like your chances.
Yeah, I think we can get there.
Steve
That's
Kerr.
That's a can-do attitude right there.
Steve Kerr back with us on Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. I wanted to throw this at you, Steve, based on you finally arrived at this stretch of home games. You mentioned the no back-to-backs. Are you feeling that the team is kind of getting what it needs to brace itself for when you do go back out on the road and you do have something that might be a little bit more grueling down the stretch?
Yeah, I do. I think the biggest thing, honestly, is D'Anthony and Al, finally being healthy and in rhythm together at the same time and playing them game after game. That's why the no back-to-backs has helped. We gain 2 playoff-tested two-way players to add to the rotation. It just feels like we're deeper and more capable to withstand anything. And obviously, as soon as the back-to-backs come, we're going to have to deal with, missing one or the other. But I think we're capable where we are right now of, you know, finding the momentum and closing out some of these close games that we've lost the first half of the season and getting on a run.
Yeah, up next, Monday and Tuesday, a homestand ending back-to-back with Miami and Toronto. A lot of chatter about Draymond in December and a horrendous plus-minus. What have you made of how he's, and I don't want to say turned it around like he was having a bad year, but his last 2 weeks, what have you made of Draymond Green?
He's been great. I mean, you know, he's settled in. He's been, you know, last night he had a tough night turnover wise, but over the previous couple of weeks, he's had an incredible assist to turnover ratio. His defense is still elite. It's incredible watching his brain operate during a game.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
And seeing him blow up so many different actions from one play to the next. So, you know, he's still an elite defender, and the biggest thing for him, as he and I have talked about many times, is, you know, can he just, you know, make simple decisions, because he's a really good playmaker and he knows Steph so well and he gets Steph so many shots. So as long as he's just hitting singles and making simple decisions, he makes a huge impact on our game.
Steve, do you feel that this don't talk about the turnovers thing is working? It feels like has the group turned a little bit of a corner?
I think so. I mean, you know, if you just look at the in aggregate the last five or six games, numbers have really improved, and no surprise, as those numbers have improved, our offensive rating has gone up. We're winning more games.
104 total threes attempted last night. 21 threes, or 21 different players made a three, which is an NBA record. When you watch this night after night, Steve, and the whole cliche about, oh, it's a make or miss league, do you enjoy where the league is right now with pretty much it's a three or a dunk all the time?
I think the league's in a good place, honestly. I think the offenses around the league have gotten more creative the last couple of years. I thought there was a point a few years ago where it just felt like everybody was running high screen and roll and shooting a million threes, but there's more creativity now that's happening. There's more ball movement. I think what teams are trying to do is put five playmakers on the floor at one time, which is really fun to watch. So even though there are tons of threes taken, I think it's a more interesting game now than it was a few years ago.
I mean, Steve, you're talking about style of play. Can I bring up something else that it caught my attention last night. Did you ever think you'd
sure.
see a 9 seed with a losing record going up against the Warriors, a flagship franchise? load manage the game? Like, I don't know. And they're such a young team. That just caught my attention last night that the Blazers are load managing against you guys.
I don't know. Is that true? Denny Avia, who's been their best player all year, an all-star, I think, he injured his back the previous game. So I didn't know that there was any load management going. And Jeremy Grant's been out, too. And obviously, those were the two main guys. So I didn't think it was a load management game. I thought it was injury related.
Yeah, they listed a couple of the other guys as injury management. I get what you're saying, but it was just, it struck me a little bit. You usually don't see rosters kind of look like that from the younger teams that are right. Trying to crack the big boys.
Yeah, I mean, I, again, it's two hugely important players for them, Avia and Grant, and those were the main guys who were out. And Portland, they've beaten us three straight times before last night. They've put together a really athletic team that can guard, defend. They had Drew Holiday back last night with a minutes restriction, but no, that's a good team. I didn't think there was anything going on in terms of load management. I thought it was just legitimate injuries, and that it was just one of those games.
As you look ahead, and I think it's 15 games or 14 games until you get to the All-Star break and maybe get a chance to catch your breath, do you guys look ahead that far and start to maybe plot times where you can give some guys a little bit of a breather?
We literally take it week by week because it all depends on how guys are doing and you can sometimes try to plot it out but there are circumstances every week that sort of dictate what's happening, how guys are feeling, that sort of thing. So our performance staff is all over it. They monitor every move these guys make. And given that we have four guys between 35 and 39, just navigating the season is a huge part of this. And trying to get to the playoffs in one piece and healthy, that really is the goal. And so every week our focus is on, the health of our older guys especially.
All right, Coach, big one tomorrow night. And so just a little bit of X's and O's, if you would. I mean, the Knicks are obviously very good, but what specifically goes into the challenge for you guys tomorrow night?
Well, Jalen Brunson is just an amazing player. And, we've got to focus on him. You have to be able to guard him without fouling. He's a master drawer of fouls and just an incredible leader for them, and so we'll put multiple guys on him, try to change looks, and then they've got a lot of guys who can shoot. I think Mitchell Robinson has been a game changer for them with his offensive rebounding, his rim presence. So they're a good team, and obviously we welcome Mike Brown back to the Bay, one of our favorites here, and it'll be fun. It should be a great night at Chase. Our fans are, I'm sure, looking forward to it. The Knicks only come to town once a year, so it'll be a great night.
No doubt, no doubt. We'll see you out there. Coach, thank you so much for the time, as always.
Thanks for having me, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Okay, there he goes. Coach Steve Kerr right here on Willard and Dip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.